This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode on the health impact of alcohol. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Even if you're not really worried about the long-term health risks of drinking, like heart disease or certain cancers, there is the immediate impact of feeling terrible the next day when you've had too much the night before. Could synthetic alcohol deliver some of the fun without the awful hangover? Claire Wiley has more.
Deep in the English countryside, over a hill and through an apple orchard, there's an underground lab. Yes, literally a secret lab, where a top brain scientist is hard at work on synthetic alcohol. And he's been testing it on himself.
You feel a bit more relaxed and you start to get a bit chattier and your friends around the table say, shut up, Nut, you're saying too much. And then you know it's definitely working.
This is David Nutt, professor of neuropsychopharmacology at Imperial College London. He's got a bit of a reputation. In the late 2000s, David was the UK government's drugs advisor, but he got fired in 2009 for saying that alcohol is more dangerous than ecstasy or LSD. The next year, he published a study showing that booze is more harmful to society than heroin or crack.
As a doctor, you're always confronted by the problems of alcohol. Every time you go on the ward, you'll see someone who's been damaged by alcohol. So I've always wanted to give young people an alternative to this addictive, toxic substance, which in the end could, we know in the end will kill 3.5 million people a year prematurely.
This alternative he's working on now is called Alkarel. It's a molecular compound, and it'll be used in all kinds of drinks instead of alcohol. David says Alkarel will allow you to feel the good effects of booze, but, and now here's the fun part, with no hangover.
Over the last 50 years, neuroscience has made major progress in understanding what alcohol does in the brain.
When we drink, alcohol affects a neurotransmitter in our brains. The booze binds to certain receptors, and that makes us feel buzzed or confident or sleepy.
And that means that you can potentially target subtypes of that receptor to get the beneficial effects of alcohol and avoid the subtypes which give you the negative effects, like excessive intoxication, like dependence, like withdrawal, etc.
So for the past 10 years, David and his team have been developing and testing compounds that target extremely specific brain receptors to get a desired response. You'll feel relaxed, chatty, even less anxious, but not reckless.
Alcohol is the great social drug. So what we are targeting is for people to lose the inhibitions around being sociable, but we don't want them to lose their self-control.
That's the thing about Alkarel. You cannot get drunk on it, no matter how much you drink. They're designing the molecule so that the effect plateaus. It'll be like you've had one or two glasses of wine. So no Alkarel tequila slammers. And what about this promised land of a hangover-free Monday? Well, first of all, you'll only consume a tiny amount of the compound, much less than alcohol. And secondly, when we drink booze, our livers transform it into a toxic compound called acetaldehyde, which leads to hangovers. That won't happen with Alkarel.
Alkarel is specifically targeted to have no effects on the body. We're trying to eliminate all interactions with the liver or the kidneys or the gut.
But not everyone sees the potential of an alternative to alcohol.
I don't think the premise that we can fully separate the positive and negative effects of a synthetic substance on the brain can be fully supported by what we know about brain function, alcohol, and addiction.
That's Sarah Zemore, senior scientist at the Alcohol Research Group, a public health institute nonprofit based in California. She's not convinced that Alkarel will work.
They're targeting sociability and relaxation, but relaxation, I mean, how do you do that without targeting disinhibition? I can't imagine how you could achieve those effects without disinhibiting a person. And so if that happens, then people are prone to make risky and poor decisions, just as they do with alcohol. So they may be more likely to engage in unsafe behaviors, unsafe sex, violence and criminal activity, or behaviors that are simply dangerous.
We're a few years away from being able to order a drink with Alkarel in it. The compound first needs to go through lots of rigorous safety testing. So, would people prefer a drink with Alcarel instead of a couple of beers? Sure, you might miss the flavor of your favorite lager or Merlot, but would the trade-offs be worth it?
Okay, cheers. Okay.
I got a bunch of my friends together for a socially distanced happy hour to find out. Here's Jared Simpson.
Well, if you're not really losing control and you're not really getting that heady kind of thing, are you really getting drunk? Is it the same thing? I would try it. I'd try anything. But would it ever be a replacement? I don't know.
From the point of view of just the tipsiness being like just a little bit of softness.
That's Christine Frost, another friend of mine.
You know, not being so kind of consumed with all of the stuff that we're dealing with, if it could just kind of knock that edge off reality at the moment, I think it's great.
I'm definitely intrigued by synthetic alcohol. But personally, I can't shake the idea that there's some kind of catch. We go too hard on the margaritas, we get hungover. We eat too many carbs, we put on weight. It seems like everything pleasurable has a consequence. And maybe that's to keep us in check. Because isn't part of the allure of alcohol the risk of losing control? The temptation of one more drink at the bar? The sense that anything might happen?
That was Claire Wiley reporting.